Howdy folks, and welcome to the May 31st edition of Dead Pit Radio. I'm the Creepy Kentuckian.
I'm the B-Plan.
And this is the Saturday night special.
Yeah.
For all the B-Otches out there. And there are quite a few.
Because where my bitches at?
Yeah, I'll let the people know, like, I don't know, probably on Wednesday or something that, you know, the show's probably going to be up on Saturday. We're going to do the show on Saturday, so just be aware of that. And still,
where the fucking show? 2 weeks in a row, you haven't had a fucking show up on Dead Pit, buddy. Fuck.
So you need to keep up with Dead Pit on Facebook if you want all the updates and all that crap, because it's not like the Dead Pit of old. We actually have, you know, other things that need to be done.
Yeah, but we have to find Uncle Bill. I mean, he's been missing for quite a while.
We're working on the documentary, searching for Uncle Bill.
It's out of the pit, searching for, and he'll probably find him in some damn spillway somewhere with a bunch of boys.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't be surprised. What's that? So, I hear something in the background there. What's Dana saying?
Something about changing a profile picture. I don't know.
Yeah, he changed some sort of profile picture. Yeah. He's like holding a spatula or something.
Is that what he...
Dude,
sticks
like...
Sticks up his ass?
I'm going to be honest with you, like, about Uncle Bill and, you know... I mean, this probably will get back to him, but I don't know what in the fuck's wrong with him.
Like, he done lost his mind.
He has. He's one of those guys that, like, in the last year or so, he has just, I don't know what the fuck's going on with him. I won't be honest with you.
I should be having a midlife crisis, not him.
He's having an early midlife crisis.
Yeah, he's having a retarded midlife crisis.
Yeah. So, anyway, this episode of Dead Pit, we're going to be talking mainly just about the news and catching everybody up to date with what's going on. And I want to definitely thank all the people that have donated.
For
what are you talking about?
I thought you were talking about UV codes, but you're talking about the other part, the archives.
I guess I could ask for UV codes as well, since you brought
that up. Yeah, well, you might as well. You asked for them.
Steve, okay.
Uh-oh, I know.
Okay, listen to this, folks. And Steve goes on about this. That motherfucker has access to every fucking one of those ultraviolet movies, too.
I do.
So you should shut your fucking mouth, Steve.
All right, I will shut my mouth.
And I think Adam, we actually have a couple people that we've merged accounts with for ultraviolet. We have like one big mega account, close to 1,300 movies now, I think. I think he added a bunch, but I haven't had time to actually go look. I know he added some Chevy Chase comedies and stuff like that. Some of your favorites, Steve.
Yeah, absolutely.
So, anyway, though, the donation, I was talking about donating for the new Dead Pit website, which, you know, we got a few donations, but definitely, like, a lot of all the people that have been like, look, I'll pay whatever it is, I haven't heard from you guys. You know.
Whoa.
So, definitely want to promote that donation box. Anything, man. Like, if you want to pay, like, I don't know, $5, if you want to pay $500, which we'd really appreciate. But
maybe you could,
probably what we'll do, since, you know, the bandwidth fees are, with the site I'm on is, monthly, I'll probably leave that donation box up from now on, you know, for people that want to contribute to, because like we were saying, man, like that is a lot of shows. That is a ton of Dead Pit shows that's going to be up there this fall. And that's, and we talked about that a couple of weeks ago, but I definitely wanted to mention that, that's the idea. I mean, that's what we're going for, that every Dead Pit episode that we've ever done is going to be on that new website. And we don't want to do a subscription thing, because I don't have time to deal with that shit. I do other things, believe it or not. People may not realize. Steve does other things. He enjoys laying on the couch and playing with his dog and, you know, eating all those wonderful desserts Dana makes and watching movies and, you know, watching movies at work. He's got things to do, Steve does.
And watching NXT at work?
Yeah. I still need to watch that NXT special. I haven't seen it yet.
It's good.
I heard all kinds of people say it's like the best thing WWE's done all year.
Yeah.
I'll probably watch that tonight because we do have Payback tomorrow, Steve. And WrestleManiacs will be doing a live show on Payback. You probably won't be joining us because it'll be too late for you. But
correct.
We will. We'll do a rundown of that show on Sunday night, June the 1st. It's crazy. It's going to be June coming up.
I know.
Yeah. But I just wanted to thank the people that did donate though for. You know, the Dead Pit, the new Dead Pit website. And when this thing gets up and running, man, it's going to be cool because it's going to be one of those deals where if you want to post a video, put it up on the main page of Dead Pit, you can do that. You know, you can update something from your phone. It's going to be really a lot more interactive and just easier to maintain.
Why don't you do something like I've heard other sites where they donate a certain amount, they can choose what commentary or something like that that you can, you know, stuff like that. What do you think?
Like if we wanted it, if you wanted to hear a Dead Pit commentary, that'd be a good idea. Maybe we could figure that out. Cause what I'm thinking is, I'm going to debut the new website probably in September.
Time for fall television.
Yeah.
The new season of Dead Pit.
Yeah. The new Dead Pit website with all of the Dead Pit episodes. That's what we're hoping for, but we can't do it without everybody donating.
We need you.
And helping pay for these fucking crazy ass storage and bandwidth fees. So, but thanks to everybody that did do that, and we're going to be plugging this shit every damn show, from, you know, here until September and probably beyond, because I want to make sure if we do this, I'm not going to be having to pay more money out my ass to do it. So.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Steve.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. And the internet, you know, hey, shit. People think the internet's free. No, motherfucker, you pay something. You pay GoDaddy, you pay Dotster, or whoever the fuck it is.
Dotster?
Yeah. Different website places.
Yeah.
So, anyway. But, yeah, this show, just more like a bullshit show. I didn't have anything planned for this show, really. There's some interesting news to talk about. We can talk about that in a little bit. And I don't know, Steve, maybe we can do a little rundown of the WWE pay-per-view in the last segment or something. That'd be something cool to do because I honestly think that this is the best example of one of those thrown-together shows that I've seen in a long time.
Yeah.
You know. So I don't think this is going to be the biggest buy rate of the year or whatever they're doing now with WWE Network. I don't think this is going to be, you know. But I'm definitely excited about Money in the Bank coming up. That's coming up in July.
Money in the Bank.
Tell me what you think, fool.
They had a song on one of the games. It was Money in the Bank. It's awesome.
Money in the Bank. Y'all ass so stinks. Edgar Wright, Steve.
Yes.
You know who Edgar Wright is?
Orville's brother.
Yes,
I know. He's the director of Shaun of the Dead and some other movies and of Simon Pegg.
Supposedly, he's back on Kolchak the Night Stalker film.
Well, because he quit Ant-Man.
Yeah, and everybody wanted to fucking see Ant-Man. That really pissed all kinds of people off.
Well, it sounds like he didn't like the script, and I can't believe they wouldn't accommodate him. So,
right, he's had so many blockbuster hits, such as Shaun of the Dead, and that was pretty much it.
Why don't you get off your high horse?
What?
Money ain't everything.
Yeah, it is. When it comes to Hollywood, money is everything, motherfucker.
Motherfucker. No.
Edgar Wright, though, Kolchak the Night Stalker, he is back on as director in the remake of this 1972 TV series.
Yeah.
The original series followed Kolchak, an investigator reporter who is on the hunt for a Las Vegas-based serial killer who turned out to be a vampire.
That was in the first movie.
Richard Matheson had penned the screenplay. So I guess that was the original one.
They had another TV movie, then they had the series that lasted, you know, maybe less than 20 episodes.
That's what I hear.
But I love that show. I used to watch it. They had it on repeats on late night when I was in my teens.
Wasn't repeats, man. You're an old guy, Steve. Don't lie, man.
I was alive when it was on, but I was like 2 years old, so I don't think I saw it. If I did, I don't remember it.
Well,
so.
Yeah. It was a 1972 TV series, so that would be about right, I guess. So. World War Z sequel.
Yeah.
World War Z 2.
Yeah.
That's what I hear.
Real Z.
J.A. Bayona was attached to direct for the studio. The director took to Twitter a few weeks back and shared a photo of the Paramount lot. He alluded to something about meeting about zombies, indicating that the film was alive and well. Now Variety reports that Stephen Knight of the Knight Brothers of Night and Day have been tapped to pen the follow-up to last summer's hit film. Now, the real question is here, Steve, is Brad Pitt returning?
He wants a franchise. That's what I heard. So that's evidently going to be his franchise.
We will see. World War Z was a massive hit when it came out last summer. So
no. It was okay, but the last they redid the ending, and I mean that whole ending was like, what the? How anticlimactic can you get? I mean, I don't know. I still don't know if I like it or not. There's certain parts of it that are kind of neat, but I definitely. And also, they have the unrated cut that adds in digital blood. So
digital blood, baby.
Digital blood coming at you.
If Dusty Rhodes and Tully Blanchard had a match now, it'd be a digital first blood match, baby.
Yep.
Baby
doll.
Eli Roth's Green Inferno, Steve.
Yes.
Oh, yeah. The film stars Lorenza Izzo, Ariel Levi, Daryl Sabata, and Kirby Blith Blanton, baby.
Sabata!
Follows a group of student activists who, from New York City, travel to the Amazon to protect a dying tribe, but crash in the jungle and are taken hostage by the very natives they saved. So, sounds like a loose adaptation of Cannibal Holocaust in a way. And they recently released the poster art for the Green Inferno. And it looks like a lot of just, I don't know, I've seen a lot of it doesn't look very special to me at all, but it is Eli Roth. And we will definitely see it, not in theaters, probably when it comes out to DVD or whatever, because I don't see that. I don't see this movie getting a wide release theatrically. Maybe in a couple of cities, you know.
I'll watch it.
I know you'll watch it, Steve. You watch everything, man.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. But yeah, I mean, this is the first Eli Roth film that's been released since what, 2006. I mean, it's been a long time since he's had any sort of movie out at all. So,
right.
I guess right. A lot is on this for him. I mean, if it's
all on the line,
if it's a success, you know, maybe he'll get that chance for a big theatrical film again. If not,
it's all on the line, dude.
Yeah,
it's all down to this. It's true, down to the wire.
You got
to
play some Survivor in the background and get all pumped up. Mm. Yeah, man.
It's either up. It's either, you know, there's no points or second best. There's only you winner and a loser.
Yeah. You only got one shot. Do not miss this chance to blow. The opportunity comes once in a lifetime. Yo.
Yeah. What you said. Times two.
You know, something that I don't know if I talked about it on the show, but
I'm sure you did.
Bet, yeah, but it's interesting. I probably did, you know, but it's one of those deals where we can talk about it again because the star of the show talked about it again. Michael C. Hall recently talked about Dexter, the series finale, When speaking to TV Online, he said that the wrap-up was narratively satisfying, adding, "I think the show had lost a certain amount of torque, just inherently because of how long we've done it, because the storytelling capital we'd spent, because of our writers may have been gassed," which I think is definitely true. "Maybe some people wanted more satisfying. Maybe they wanted a happy ending for him, either a happy ending or more of a definitive sense of closure." So,
you know, it reminds me of the word torque. Reminds me of watching MTV way back in the early 90s. Axl Rose had a dog, a little dog named Torque on their tour bus.
Oh, yeah. Was he singing, singing it?
Saying how rad Torque the dog was.
Did you ever, I don't even know if you, have you ever watched Dexter? Have you watched the series?
I watched the first year and thought it was awesome, and then I tried to get into the second year, and it's just, I couldn't keep up with it, or just, I don't know what the deal was. So I saw the whole first year and part of the second, and then I kind of just like, kind of got lost because there's so many seasons, and I didn't have that much time to invest in it at the, at that point.
I would highly recommend
season four.
All of them up until, I would recommend all the seasons. I like the show. I really love the show. But, like, I agree with, I think that the writers on the show, especially towards the last season, last two seasons maybe, they were really, like, they should have probably brought in some more writers because they were just, seemed like they just kind of run out of things to do and things that were interesting. And the final show of the series, they just, it just completely went just off the deep end with, I mean, you would never, it's just so goddamn stupid. Like, that's the only way to say it. And I can't believe that such a great show ended in such an awful way, you know. So, I think what they wanted to do, because they, it was one of those deals where it kind of had an ending and then had another ending tacked on at the end of it, you know, like a bad horror movie. They wanted to make like a big screen movie or something telling that other story, but it was just so stupid nobody gave a shit. So I don't see them doing that. Anyway, Dexter, Dexter's an awesome show though, man. I would recommend definitely. I mean, I can't really remember. Was season two the one with Jimmy Smits
in it? No, they.
Or was that season three? Because I get them kind of mixed up.
I'm not 100% sure, but I thought it was season three.
Yeah. But, I mean, you should just try watching the series again because it is really good. Like
I think it's all on Netflix now.
Yeah, so. They have it all on Netflix. So, yeah, it's a high recommendation from the Creepy Kentucky and the Dexter series overall, aside from...
It's two Kentucky drumsticks up for Dexter.
I guess. So anyway, we're going to take a break. When we come back, we got some more news to get to. Talk about a big piece of news that came out a little over a week ago about a Blu-ray set coming out in September. We got to talk about that, Steve.
Yes.
That's huge.
It's huge.
After this break here on
deadpirate.edu.
Well, I'm a spaceman, baby. Hey, folks. Now you have an opportunity to listen to every episode of Dead Pit Radio that's ever been recorded. Isn't that right, Uncle Bill?
All of your favorite shows with all of your favorite interviews and all of the skits that made us legendary can now be yours. Imagine it.
Yeah, it's not Dead Pit Premium. We've talked about that for a while, but this is an opportunity for the next 3 or 4 months for you to donate some of your money so we can pay for server costs to include such famous Dead Pit episodes as the John Carpenter Show.
Or the George Romero Show.
The Angus Scrimm Show, boy!
and so many others, including guys like Joe Dante and Stuart Gordon and all of your favorite directors and actors from horror films.
Scream queens like Linnea Quigley, Felissa Rose, Tiffany Shepis. The list goes on and on and on and on. Tons of interviews and skits all the way back to the very first Dead Pit Radio Show, which hasn't been heard in, what, 4 or 5 years now?
Probably at least that. So all we're asking is for a small donation from a lot of people to keep this going.
Yeah.
And all of those shows can be yours.
That's right. Brand new Dead Pit website is debuting this fall, and the goal is by probably September or October it'll be up, and it will, if your donations meet expectations, okay, and there's no masturbations on board, it'll include 2005, 2006, 2007, 2008, 2009, 2010, 2011, 2012, 2013, and yes, 2014. We've been doing this show too fucking long.
That's true, but think about it. You can get it at the beginning, you can get it in the middle, and you can get it towards the end, which is where we're at right now.
That's true.
But all that can be yours from the best there is, the best there was, and the best there ever will be.
DeadPit.com. Donation boxes on the main page.
Welcome back to this summer beginning edition of Dead Pit Radio. I'm the B Plan.
It's a Saturday night special. Saturday night.
I'm Creepy Duggan. How's everybody doing out there? Y'all doing all right? Y'all ready to rock and roll, strut and stroll?
Yeah.
Yeah. Ginger Snaps, of course, is coming out on Blu-ray July the 22nd. That's not the one we were talking about before the break. But they recently released a lot of the extras that were going to be on there. They announced them, at least. New interview with director John Fawcett, writer Karen Walton, actors Emily Perkins, Jesse Moss, producer Steve Hoban, makeup effects artist Paul Jones, composer Mike Shields, and editor Brett Sullivan. Audio comment.
Where's Catherine Isabel?
I don't know. I was wondering the same thing. New Women of Horror panel discussing Ginger Snaps, audio commentary with the director John Fawcett, a different audio commentary with the writer Karen Walton, deleted scenes and optional commentary with John Fawcett and Karen Walton, making of Ginger Snaps, vintage featurette, creation of the beast, being John Fawcett.
Being John Fawcett.
Yeah. Cast auditions and rehearsals, theatrical trailers, TV spots, production design, artwork, photo gallery. So, Catherine Isabel, for whatever reason, is not having anything to do with this release. I don't know why.
Yeah, because if it wasn't for this, you wouldn't, I mean, to be honest, that's her big break in movies was this particular film.
I know. And she's Ginger.
Yeah.
I mean, goddamn. Well, I would love to know the story behind this, and I will find out.
You'll let me know.
I will let you know. I'll see what the story is. You know, because she's somebody that frequents conventions. There's no reason in the world why she wouldn't want to be a part of this release, but who knows? Maybe she hates the movie. I don't know. Could be one of those deals.
Yeah, could be a deal.
Let's see. Oh, yeah, we missed this big bunch of news that came out. Halloween, the complete collection on Blu-ray disc. Coming out, did they say a date yet? I know it's September sometime.
I don't remember seeing a date.
September 23rd.
Oh, my.
That's the date. Anchor Bay and Scream Factory have revealed plans for Halloween, the complete collection, to hit Blu-ray September 23rd. Every single film in that series, including the Rob Zombie remake and its sequel, spread across 15 discs.
No, I thought there were two editions of this.
Two editions of what?
The collector's edition here.
I don't know. I've just got the original press release.
I thought there was one with 10 discs, and then there's one about $40 more that has 15 discs.
I don't know the difference. Maybe you can look that up while I'm going over this press release here, Steve. You're a high-tech redneck, too.
Buddy.
Says in the press release here, last year, the horror classic Halloween celebrated 35 years of terror for those willing to partake in its vision and unrelenting horror. But that was only the beginning of the celebration. What producers Mustafa Akkad, Deborah Hill, and Irwin Yablons, writer-director John Carpenter, and Jamie Lee Curtis, Donald Pleasence started in 1978, has transformed into one of the most durable, iconic, and copiously studied horror film franchise ever created.
Of all time.
Yeah, try to say that 10 times fast. Before Jason, before Freddy, and before Jigsaw, there was Michael. Over the years, audiences have lived and relived the terror of Michael Myers through the 10 films, as well as various re-edits and alternate versions. Yet to date, the complete saga of Michael Myers could only be told in pieces, in individual DVD and Blu-ray releases, with rights spread across multiple home entertainment studios. Until now.
Until now.
Through the unprecedented collaboration of rival home entertainment companies Anchor Bay Entertainment and Scream Factory, the leading purveyors of horror entertainment, the Halloween Complete Collection Blu-ray box set arrived September 23rd. For the legions of Halloween fans, the deluxe edition boasts 15 discs containing all Halloween feature films, Halloween 1, Halloween 2, Halloween 3, Season of the Witch, Halloween 4, The Curse of Michael, or The Return of Michael Myers, Halloween 5, Revenge of Michael Myers, Halloween 6, The Curse of Michael Myers, Halloween H2O, Halloween Resurrection, Rob Zombie's Halloween, Rob Zombie's Halloween 2, and the set includes never-before-released producer's cut of Halloween, The Curse of Michael Myers, which, God damn it, I don't know how stupid a studio could be to sit on that fucking thing for, let's see, DVD came out in 1999. You're talking about 15, 16 fucking years. There's been bootleggers, including myself. I'm guilty. I've sold it.
He sold it, dudes.
A shit ton of money.
He made a shit ton
of
money.
Off of shitty bootleg copies. But listen,
Mustafa Akkad or whatever your name is.
Mustafa Akkad passed away, motherfucker. And Steve.
What?
All right. let's see. We were talking about the producer's cut of The Curse of Michael Myers, as well as the ultra rare network TV version of the original Halloween, and the TV version of Halloween 2, plus the unrated versions of Rob Zombie's Halloween and Halloween 2. Now, okay. I would include, simply because those are, not that I give a fuck about the Rob Zombie movies anyway, but the theatrical versions are probably the more rare version to get, because, you know, unrated versions of Rob Zombie's Halloween and Halloween 2 have already been released. That's already out there. So.
There are two versions. The complete limited deluxe edition is $119. The other version is around $91. The difference is you don't get the producer's cut and you don't get the TV versions.
Oh, God.
So there, balls, I was right.
Yeah, how many people's going to fucking buy that? Like, that's just so...
People were just looking to cut costs.
I know, but that's what people... Okay. And I'm glad they released this, simply because it's going to be out there now, and you can see it in the best quality, you know, and it should have... Even though it's, in my opinion, the producer's cut is... I think it's a worse version of that film, because I prefer the theatrical version. But, man, I mean... I think it's kind of shitty that they're kind of forcing you to pay $130 for that version. Because everybody else, we have all that other shit. We do, Steve.
We do, yes, together.
We have every other Halloween movie. I would much... it would be much better if they would also release the producer's cut in a single Blu-ray.
Well, you don't know if that's just, they're going to do that later on.
Well, they may do that later on. You know, unless I can find a killer deal for this, I'm not going to lay down $130 for a bunch of shit that I already have just to get one version of a film that's not even that good.
Plus, she gets TV versions.
I've got the TV versions. You know, so this is great news for anybody that's that doesn't have any of these films. Now we could see,
yeah,
an amazing sale of this. You know how Amazon does sometimes.
Yeah, I know.
Or they could drop it down to $80 or something or whatever, but.
$79.95, dang.
Even then, though, man, I mean, that's just for one movie, basically.
It's for one movie, dude.
That's what everybody wants, because even you, Steve, I know you're not the biggest Halloween fan, but you have all that shit, probably, don't you?
I have the TV version. I have the Blu-ray of the original. I have the Rob Zombie Blu-ray. Of the, his first one, mainly because it was $10 and it has that documentary on it. And yeah. I have the DivX, you know, whatever that high definition pre HD DVD of Halloween 4, and that's all I have.
Yeah, which is quite a bit.
And Halloween 3.
We could go through my Halloween Blu-ray disc if you want to, Steve. Do you want to? Yeah, of course. I've got the original Anchor Bay release of Halloween.
No, please. Stop.
Yeah. I've got the Universal release of Halloween 2.
Well, that's great. Let's move on.
No, I'm not ready.
Keep going.
The Anchor Bay book version. Of course, I got that sent to me. I got that for free. And I'm going to try my best to get that fucking box set for free. But I seriously doubt it. I don't think they'll send shit like that for free.
Where's the free shit coming my way?
Well, Steve,
What?
If you want to send me some self-addressed stamped envelopes, I could send you some stuff.
What, is it going to be probably poop? Probably going to poop into them envelopes and send them to me.
But anyway, I've got the Scream Factory releases Halloween 2 and 3. I've got the Anchor Bay releases Halloween 4 and 5. I've got the Canadian Blu-ray of Halloween 6, H2O, all that shit.
I got that too.
Yeah.
I forgot that one.
And I've got so many different versions of that fucking Rob Zombie series. I don't even know.
Don't even know, dude. So, it's crazy.
Basically, in a way it's cool, but man, you're like I was saying, you're rebuying all this shit. So, and I'm sure a lot of people will be rebuying shit.
People just double dip, buddy.
And quadruple dip when it comes to the Halloween, Friday the 13th, and Elm Street
Evil
movie.
Evil Dead.
Yeah, and Evil Dead and Texas Chainsaw Massacre and all that shit.
Hell yeah.
But most of the time, it's not going to cost you $130 to do it.
It's $118.96 on Amazon.
Well, still, it's $120.
Well,
before shipping.
No, you get free shipping if it's over $35.
Well, if you ship it out of Kentucky, they're going to charge you fucking sales tax on it.
Why do you keep doing that? It's not a big
deal, man.
Well,
I'm just saying, Stephen Lee. This is good news, though, overall. I mean,
it is. It's great.
I think eventually they will release the producer's cut by itself, and I'll probably just stick around and wait on that. What do you think?
Well, why are you going to wait on it when you don't even like it? I don't understand what your deal is.
I'm a Halloween fan. It's not that I don't like it. It's just that I prefer the theatrical version. I think it's a better film overall. I mean, neither of them are, like, the best film ever. But I think the producer's cut of part 6 is just like kind of an enigma, if you will. And that's why people
wrapped up in a mystery.
Yeah. It's only a mystery. Like Dio could sing it. So, I think that's about it for the news. There's not a whole lot of shit going on, really. I mean, we talked about Rob Zombie's 3i or 31 or whatever the fuck it's called on the Dead Pit Live show a couple weeks ago.
We did.
Laid to Rest 3 is possibly coming out. I don't know who gives a shit about that.
They fucked that up with the second one.
The second one was horrible.
With Brian Austin Green. Give me a fucking break.
Oh, my God. The second one. I agree with you there.
Yeah.
The second one was
the first
awful.
One I liked, but the second one was just... It's like, well, let's just fuck this all up with all this bullshit.
That's basically what it was.
I mean, that's... I don't know. They needed that... what's her name?
It was almost like if... you know, as a who's the fuck? Adam Green did a Laid to Rest movie. That's basically what.
They need Mary C. Luther back. Mary Lou Luther back.
Yeah, get rid of Danielle Harris. She made that movie shitty. I'm sorry, Danielle, but it's true.
I'm sorry, Danielle, baby.
She had too much of that Rob Zombie and Adam Green stank on her, and it transferred over.
I think it all went bad when she got that big ass leg tattoo.
She's still a good-looking woman. I ain't going to say nothing there.
She's a little good-looking woman. Yeah, she is hot. Yeah, still.
No doubt. No doubt about that.
No doubt. There's no naysayers here.
Yeah. Even Dana would agree that she's hot. Ask Dana.
Right now? Dana! You think Danielle Harris is hot?
You can actually hear.
There's new breaking news. My wife's not a lesbian.
But the thing is, like, you know. Okay, ask her this. Even, you know, she's not attractive. She's a good looking woman. She'll say that.
You would agree that she's a good looking woman. She's cute, Dana says.
Yeah, well, that's good looking. So, anyway, I guess that's it for the news.
What about some of the releases? Scream Factory announced they're going to release a double feature of Tales from the Crypt and Vault of Horror.
That's cool.
And then another one, Doctor and the Devils from 1985, which is kind of like that, you know, the old, what was it, Burton Hare or something story where they were still in. They were killing people and selling to these doctors for medical purposes, for teaching and all that.
I haven't actually heard about that.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've seen that movie a long time ago, but yeah, they announced both of those the other day on Facebook.
Cool.
And then one of my favorite movies is going to be getting released, favorite new movies is Raw Force. It's getting released via Blu-ray disc from Vinegar Syndrome.
There's so much of that shit coming out, man. Like, that, in a way, like, okay. You're going to be broke. I mean, there's so much shit coming out. I don't even have time to watch any of this shit, let alone buy it.
How much stuff do you have that's not even open?
Oh, I've got a lot of shit. Got a lot of shit. You know, and that's why when it comes to screeners and stuff, man, like, unless it's something I absolutely love or I know I'll love, I won't even ask for it because it's one of those deals where I don't know when the fuck I could ever watch it. You know, because we got that Countess Dracula movie in from Synapse, and they just send us stuff. Like, I don't...
I could have saved money when I didn't buy it.
Well, we'll review that stuff. I would do want to watch that. I haven't seen it. I mean, I haven't had a chance. There's so much shit I want to watch on WWE Network, so much shit I want to watch on Voodoo. You know, I don't have no damn chance to watch all this shit, Steve. So, anyway, that's my little rant for the moment. But Scream Factory, and you got, Image and Dark Sky and all these companies releasing stuff. You know, Blue Underground, all that. I mean, you just don't, it's just crazy. Synapse, you know.
I will say that the ordered Nailgun Massacre from Code Red and ended up getting Neon Maniacs by mistake. And that transfer on that movie is pretty outrageous. It's very cool. It's the best one. I mean, I could never expect this. I've seen that movie online But I guess it's not public domain or something, but it's a very good transfer. If you're a big fan of that movie, you could get that.
Did you not ask for a Nail Gun Massacre?
I ordered Nail Gun Massacre.
You never emailed him and be like, hey, man, you sent me the wrong Blu-ray.
I figured no.
You're just going to take what he gave you, boys.
Oh, Dana's going to get me Nail Gun Massacre. From a very good company, Diabolic DVD is a very good online retailer for Blu-rays and DVDs.
They should be because they're higher than fuck.
They're not super high. Their shipping is. It's like $5 for one item, but they've always been good to me. So they always more than likely have shit before street date. So
did y'all watch? I know y'all got. I saw where Dana got Sleepaway Camp. What do you think of the transfer of that? If you've watched it,
I haven't watched it as of yet.
Oh.
I think Dana said it was okay, but I haven't watched it.
Yeah, that's one of those movies where I just couldn't imagine that it would look like, you know, just amazing. But I could be wrong because I thought the same thing about They Live, and They Live was one of the best transfers they'd done, I think.
Well, I think, there's certain movies that, you know, especially like even the Day of the Dead transfer. I don't even know about just the one that just came out years ago on Blu-ray, and it looks freaking fantastic. I don't know about the new Scream Factory one, I can't remember if I got anything else new, but nah. Redeemer though is not very real good looking good on Blu-ray.
Yeah, maybe you used to have the Redeemer DVD, don't you? Maybe I'll trade you something for that. I haven't even seen that movie, so. I know you don't want to keep the DVD and the Blu-ray, right?
I'm keeping the DVD because I think the DVD's slightly better.
Well, you can trade me for the Blu-ray then.
No, that's Dana's. I bought that for Dana. So Dana has a DVD of it. She might be able to trade you with something.
All right. Dana can trade me something, man.
Because I bought her the DVD of it.
All right, boys. So,
all right,
we're going to take a break. When we come back, we're closing up the shows. Like I said, it's going to be a shorter show because, fuck, ain't nothing going on, boys. I mean, what the fuck? We're going to try to get us some interviews, though, Steve.
Yeah, give me an interview.
So, I'm going to try to do one of those deals, set up about two or three of them in the next week or so, and that way we'll have some shit to discuss with people. So, we got that to look forward to. And we'll be back. We're going to take a look at WWE Payback, which is coming up tomorrow night on pay-per-view and WWE Network mainly. I think that DirecTV and Dish Network dropped their ass, so
yep.
I guess they could be on some cable companies or something, but you know, it's mainly WWE Network now. So
I would assume it's going to be on Comcast because they're part of Universal. So
yeah, makes sense. So anyway, we'll talk about that after this break here on DPD. Howdy folks, it's Creepy Kentuckian here. Have you ever seen those ultraviolet or voodoo codes included with the newest DVD or Blu-ray releases? If you're not using them, I can. You can send them to me via email at wesvance@gmail.com. That's WESVANCE @gmail.com. Or you can just send me a private message on Facebook. If you want to send me an image, or type out the code, either one will work, and I would greatly appreciate it. With thousands upon thousands of physical copies in my collection, I simply don't have the space to buy movies anymore. So with the help of you guys, I can see the latest releases without having them take up room at Dead Pit Headquarters. I will accept any movie and any voodoo credit you have, you can email my way. Once again, That's WESVANCE@gmail.com, WesVance@gmail.com, or on Facebook. Private message me. Thanks, guys, and enjoy the rest of the show. You know what, Uncle Bill?
Shut your fucking mouth right now.
No. I want to talk about Fast Custom Shirts.
Holy shit. Well, let's talk about it.
FastCustomShirts.com provides some of the best horror t-shirts I have ever fucking seen.
I don't think that you can really fully appreciate how awesome the t-shirts are over at FastCustomShirts.com. Until you go over to FastCustomShirts.com and look for yourself.
Yeah. The Hitman T-Shirt Joe. Mm-hmm. The highest quality of shirts that I've actually designed some of, Uncle Bill. He actually lets the fans design some of the shirts for his site. Who else does that? Who else?
Nobody I know of. But when he's not busy playing with Carmen Opposite, he's busy cranking out some of the most high-quality fucking shirts that you're going to find this side of any other damn whore t-shirt maker.
Yeah. So check them out. FastCustomShirts.com. The best there is.
The best there was.
And the best there ever will be.
It's a boot respect.
So, you think you're untouchable?
Word life. This is basic thugonomics. This is basic thugonomics. Word life. I'm untouchable, but I'm forcing you to feel it. Word life. This is basic.
Howdy, folks, and welcome back to Dead Pit Ready. This is the portion of the show where we talk about professional wrestling and piss off probably, what, 70% of the people that may listen to this?
Yeah, people who wear their pants too high.
Yeah.
Khaki pants.
So, I know a couple friends of ours are actually going to this show. This is in Chicago, the Allstate Arena, actually in Rosemont, Illinois. I take that back. It's a suburb of Chicago. Double Schneeberger, he's going to be there.
Yeah.
And the Pink Klansman himself, Brian Piotrowski, he's going to.
Whoa.
Metal Man.
He won't be there. He'll be there for a little while, but he'll get arrested for starting a ruckus.
He'll get arrested for being gay.
Yeah. This is the no.
So, I mean, this show is like, you know, I feel sorry for those guys because it's one of those deals where,
yeah,
all kinds of people got hurt and the champion is out. There's not even going to be a world title match on the show. Daniel Bryan's out and all that. And, man, there's really nothing that big on the show, in my opinion. I mean, there's a couple of matches I'm looking forward to. But that is seriously it. I mean, we'll go through them, though, one by one, in the order of, here's the order of how the matches will go. We'll do it that way. The pre-show, and I am looking forward to this because this was a fun pre-show on the last pay-per-view, the Extreme Rules show, El Torito versus Hornswoggle in a mask versus hair match, Steve.
Yeah.
I think that pre-show match was a lot of fun. And it's just something, they had the little ring announcer, the little mini ring announcers, and it was goofy. Just, I think they should do stuff like that more often. And I'm looking forward to it.
And that was that sleeveless Samson, you know, that picture of him at WrestleMania, and they showed.
Yeah, he showed. Didn't he show him
John Cena and the Wyatt family talking over their match in the background?
Yeah.
That was great.
I'm sure that'll be just another comic relief, be fun match. Rusev versus Big E. Okay, and they've, Big E, of course, lost the Intercontinental belt. It's just a regular match, you know.
I've been hearing how long they think the match will go.
I don't think it'll be too long.
You think under 5 minutes, 3 minutes?
I think it'll be under 3 minutes. It'll be one of those deals where I'm guessing, Rusev or something. He'll take Big E out some way, and Big E will be, his knee will be out or something, and he'll just attack him. It'll be like a quick, those guys cannot have a long match. No way. You know, because, hell, Big E, honestly, man, that guy's only been he's only been training and all that shit for like less than 2 years, I think. He's not been wrestling long at all. And Rusev, even a shorter amount of time, I think.
They got a picture of Rusev and Lana at a ball game. It's pretty funny on like a properly promoted board. It's like you should see the Lana's goofy face. It was pretty funny.
Well, Lana is like from Florida, so
I know it's funny. She has some incredible legs. I'll tell you that.
Oh yeah, she's the ravishing Russian, although she's from Florida. I don't think Russians can get a tan like that.
No, they're a little, I don't know.
I don't think it works that way. The Divas Championship match.
Oh, my.
Paige versus Alicia Fox. I think Alicia Fox should win this. Just because they're doing something different with her. And it kind of, and they need to do this more with people. Like, I have no clue why they don't. They give each person something different. You know, and Alicia's just crazy. She's just wild and, you know, unpredictable.
And she's a hot chick.
She is. She's got a
Paige, but
yeah, they both have distinct looks. And the thing, you know, they just gave Paige that belt and didn't have any clue. Just go out there, you're the champion now. And
well, because AJ she had to leave and go hang out with CM Punk.
Yeah, I think AJ's pregnant or something.
Yeah, that's who knows. It might be true.
No. So this match, I don't know. Paige don't have anybody to really work with. I don't think Alicia Fox is that good in the ring, so probably not going to be that good of a match. United States Championship match with Sheamus versus Cesaro. I think this could be a good match, but I don't know. I don't know how these guys will work with each other.
The King of Swing, dude.
They have two different styles. I love his
King
new
King of Swing versus the Celtic Warrior.
I love Cesaro's new T-shirt though. That's awesome.
I haven't seen it.
It's like the old King of the Ring logo, but it's the King of Swing.
Oh yeah, I remember. Yeah.
Yeah.
You should get that.
I might get that. That's a nice shirt. WWE's putting out some really cool shirts lately. I'll give them credit. I love the new Evolution shirt too.
Really? Well, they're just like stick figures?
Yeah. Well, they're skeletons.
I mean, I still don't.
I like it. I think it's cool. But Cesaro, like, I think they're teetering with the idea of turning Sheamus.
Yeah.
And Cesaro, I'm surprised he's still a heel. Like, because the way they were moving with him, you were thinking that he was going to be a big babyface, but he's still kind of a tweener, I guess, right now. But that'll probably be a pretty good match. Cesaro's awesome. And Sheamus is just kind of lost in the shuffle. I kind of feel for him because I think he's impressive as shit in the ring.
Who?
Sheamus.
Sheamus? I'm bored with this dumbass.
Well, the thing is, he don't have anything interesting to do. And the goofy, you know, Cena starter Sheamus sucks. He needs to be.
Do that shit when he had that red right hand and all he's going on about that. That was some good. I like that stuff.
But, I watched Sheamus on Jimmy Kimmel or one of those shows or something. Or maybe it was Conan. The brogue kick, his finisher, is one of the most impressive things to see from a big guy. You know, and people, and they don't, I don't think they promote that like they should. Because I saw him, like, just how high he gets up there and kicks. It's pretty impressive, man. And I think Sheamus just creatively, they don't have anything for him. And that's unfortunate. But I think he's a good, you know, I mean, they should definitely find something new for him. Maybe he could be like an Uber heel or something. He's definitely,
well, they could do like
definitely
the video
better.
Game, the video game had a storyline where Regal and Drew McIntyre had a faction called the United Kingdom.
I'm about positive they're never going to do anything with Drew McIntyre again.
I don't know. We'll see.
But, yeah, I mean, I would love to see them do something more with Sheamus because he's one of those guys that I think they could do something else with him. But they just, I don't know, for whatever reason, he's just kind of lost right now. But that gave him the United States. I mean, he used to be a world champion. They're giving him the United States championship now. It's kind of shitty.
Well, what the fuck, man? There's no two belts no more.
Well, there's two mid-card belts. You got an Intercontinental belt, and United States championship. What the fuck sense that makes?
He's got one of them,
I guess. But anyway, Intercontinental championship, you've got Bad News Barrett versus Rob Van Dam. I don't think these guys are going to mesh well together in the ring. I think this will probably be a pretty shitty match, if I was guessing. Cause
I got bad news for you. Match is going to suck.
Yeah, I think so, too. Bad news Barrett's got that damn gimmick over, though, man. I'm surprised at that.
Yeah.
But that just tells you, I mean, that guy, he's such a talent on the mic. That's all they had to do. I mean, they could have called him Shithead Barrett, and he probably could have got it over. Just because his delivery is so great, you know.
Well, I don't know. He's went through a couple of different phases.
You know, I saw a picture, and I'm hoping that somebody at WWE saw this, because this would be so awesome if they did. That somebody made, you know, and since they're at Chicago, this would be so killer. Did you see this? What I'm going to talk about? Okay, you have Bad News Barrett dressed like CM Punk. You know how CM Punk backs up to the ring, backs up on the way out, and it plays music and everything.
Yeah.
And then he's got the mic, and when he turns around, I'm afraid I've got some bad news, Chicago, or whatever.
Yeah.
That would be awesome. I think that would be cool if they would do that, but they probably won't. I think they want to get CM Punk out of, unless, you know, the only reason they would do that is if he's actually coming back. I don't think they want to make people aware of him anymore.
I don't know. They had an article that said it, you know, how does it feel to be retired at 35? And so I don't know.
Who had an article on it?
It was an article online that somebody was interviewing him. He was doing something for the Chicago Reds or whatever.
The Reds are in Cincinnati, buddy.
Whatever the fuck, the Chicago Red Wings? Giants. Huh?
The Red Wings?
No, it was the baseball team.
Oh, the Cubs?
Yeah.
White Sox? He
was doing some type of charity work for him.
The Chicago Reds, that's awesome.
I don't know nothing about no balls. Baseball.
God damn it, Steve. Okay, you don't have to know much about baseball, but Chicago Cubs has been around for a hundred some years.
Just, and so was the Reds.
All right. Anyway, next match. And a lot of people don't, and I've listened to Dave Meltzer's podcast, and he's sick of this feud, but I'm not, man. John Cena and Bray Wyatt. Like, I'm really looking forward to this match. On Monday, the stuff that the Wyatt family was doing with Lawler and all that.
Yeah.
Like, I love that shit. Like, I mean, to me, that's some of the most, and just listening, I mean, you know, he's got that whole preacher thing down so good, Bray Wyatt does. So I think this is probably the match I'm looking forward to more than any other on this show. It's a last man standing match. Probably be I don't know, the in-ring stuff's not the greatest, but I think it'll be fine. Be interesting to see what they do.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What's got you distracted? You watching porn or something?
No, Dana's showing me pictures of wildlife out in her backyard.
Oh.
Got a giant slug.
Ooh, a giant slug, babe. Pour some salt on that shit.
No.
Try to go pour some salt on it.
He says pour salt on it, Dana.
I
used to do that shit all the time when I was a kid. I was mean.
Yeah, you still are.
No, I'm not. I'm a nice kid now.
Nice kid now.
The main event of the show, no holds barred 6-man elimination tag match. And supposedly, this is Batista's last match for WWE, at least for the foreseeable future.
Well, he's got a 2-year deal.
Yeah.
He's got to go promote Guardians of the Galaxy.
Yeah, which doesn't come out until August, though, right? Why would he be promoting?
Well, I mean, I don't know why. I don't know if he's going to take off right now or not. We'll have to wait
and
see.
That's what I hear.
I don't really care.
Evolution, Triple H, Randy Orton, Batista versus The Shield. Dean Ambrose, Seth Rollins, and Roman Reigns. Should be an awesome match. I think this will be a really good match, too. These two matches, the ones I was talking about. The Shield, pretty much white hot right now, you know.
I mean, white.
Yeah, it is. The whitest of white. We're talking
Colonel Sanders white.
We're talking about Chumley Chiclet teeth white.
Yeah.
Yeah. This is like kind of a one by one elimination match. Those are always fun. I mean, the Shield, anything the Shield does right now is just awesome, it seems like.
I don't see how they wrestle in that gear.
I don't either.
Flap jacket, whatever you want to call them, flight jacket things with pockets.
Seems like they've changed it a little bit over the, you know, months they've been on the show. It seems like when they first started, they were all wearing kind of the same thing. And now they've each got their own, you know, I think they put all the padding and shit on Rollins to make him look a little bit bigger. And,
I mean, I saw him wrestle up here and he's decent size.
Well, I'm just talking about muscular, make his chest look bigger and all that shit.
Yeah. I mean, the reason he can do some of that stuff is because he doesn't have all those muscles.
So, I mean, payback though, I mean, we'll see. Shows like this can either be worse than you think or they'll be better than you think. So hopefully it'll be fun. I mean, it's on WWE Network, so it's not going to be a big deal either way if it's shitty, but, should be a fun show. I mean, there's at least a couple matches I want to watch on it.
Right.
So.
I'll watch a little bit of it before I go to sleep.
And you'll finish the rest of it the next evening?
Heck yeah.
Oh yeah, boys, that's WWE Network for you, player.
Yeah.
So, that is it. I guess Money in the Bank is after that, and it'll be interesting to see what they do. Because this is the first time you've got Money in the Bank and you've just really got one match.
Yeah.
So I think if I was guessing that Bray Wyatt would be in that match and he'll probably win it. So that's the only thing I can figure. And that'll lead up to maybe Bray Wyatt and Daniel Bryan feud again. Unfortunately.
That'd be crappy.
Yeah. Anyway, I guess that's it. Been about an hour, so that's long enough for a show these days, Steve. Not a lot going on. We're in the heat of summer now, boss. So.
Well, we're doing, me and Dana are going to do another commentary for one of the, we posted a question on Facebook and we got some responses. So we're going to take one of those and do a commentary for next week.
Yeah. And,
you got prom night on there right now.
Yeah. Prom night's on there right now. And, you know, your idea earlier is not bad. Maybe we'll tweak with that. If somebody wants to donate, I don't know, $30 or more or something, maybe they can pick a commentary.
Yeah, it sounds like a cool
plan. We'll do it. And they'll give them more.
Bang for their buck.
Yeah, more bang for their buck, if you will. So, that being said, that's it for this week. We will be back next Friday, though, and hopefully have somebody on. I think it's probably about time to get Felcher back on the show, so maybe we'll...
Yeah, Belcher!
We'll see if we can get him on. I haven't talked to him in a while, so he's got a lot of stuff to talk about, Scream Factory-wise, and we can ask him... We'll have to remember to ask him about the Catherine Isabel thing while she's not really included on the Ginger Snaps Blu-ray that they're coming out with. So,
I mean, it also could be that she just wasn't available. She was doing Hannibal or something. I mean, she was on there for...
That's true. She's a busy woman out here, Steve.
Yeah.
So anyway, appreciate everybody listening, and get to the main page of Dead Pit and donate as well if you want to. So we will be back this coming Friday with another edition of everyone's favorite horror show, Over at Dead Pit.
.com. Super Kick Party. Aye. Friday.
Aye.
Bye.
way you do it. Get your money for nothing, get your chicks for free. We got the in-store microwave oven, custom kitchen delivery. We got the movies, refrigerators. We got the movies, color TV. Listen here, now, that ain't working. That's the way you do it. You play the guitar on your MTV. That ain't working. That's the way you do it.